This is In the News in VOA Special English. This Tuesday is the 150th anniversary of the opening shots of the American Civil War. On April 12, 1861, Confederate soldiers fired on Union troops at Fort Sumter in South Carolina. A total of 11 Southern states left the Union. They formed the Confederate States of America. They wanted to continue their economic system based on agriculture and slavery. The war between the states continued for 4 years until the Confederates surrendered. 620,000 Americans died during the war. President Abraham Lincoln was killed shortly after it ended. One of the first battles took place at what is now Manassas National Battlefield Park in Virginia. Ray Brown from the National Park Service says 2% of the American population died in the Civil War.
So you can imagine the impact this would have on whole communities throughout the country, and why there'd be such passions that have been passed on generation to generation, even at the remove of 150 years.
Marianne Lee brought her children to the historic battlefield for a history class.
I think it's also important to look back at this particular war because it's what made our Union. We separated, and yet we managed to come back together.
David Blight is a historian at Yale University in Connecticut and an expert on the Civil War. He says observances of the 50th anniversary centered on the sacrifices of the two sides.
What we did in this country is we suppressed having to talk about what caused that war or what its results and legacies were by focusing largely on honoring the soldier.
Kevin Levin is a history teacher in Charlottesville, Virginia, who writes the blog Civil War Memory. He says Americans continued to ignore the issues at the 100th anniversary of the war.
Americans, I think, were more interested in remembering a war that united Americans rather than divided Americans.
But in recent years, historians like David Blight at Yale have started to take a new look.
We do not want to sacrifice the military history story. That still needs to be understood. But this time, we need to put the story of emancipation at the heart, at the center of this narrative, of this story. Because what really transformed the United States were not those battles. What really transformed the United States was the process by which 4 million slaves were freed and necessitated a kind of recrafting of our Constitution.
The addition of the 13th Amendment ended slavery. The 14th Amendment gave citizenship to anyone born in the United States and guaranteed equal protection to all people. And the 15th Amendment guaranteed all citizens the right to vote. But it took the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s to enforce many of those promises. Historian David Blight says Americans are still debating many of the same issues as they were a century and a half ago.
Every time Americans debate the problem of states' rights, the relationship of federal power to state power, which we are indeed having a roiling debate over again, and every time we debate not only race relations, but the very idea of what it means to be an American in a multiracial, greatly diverse society, we are debating the direct legacies of the Civil War.
And that's In the News in VOA Special English. You can learn more about American history at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Christopher Cruz.